Did you know the average number of people who apply for any given job is 118? Only 20% of those applicants get an interview because many companies use software to screen applicants before anyone ever sees your resume. Simply uploading your resume won't get you a job. You need an advocate. Express Employment Professionals is the local resource to help you land a new job. Express has more than 18,000 jobs available weekly. When you interview at Express, they'll assess your skills, they'll connect you with available jobs, and they'll team up with you in your job search. Express has jobs in manufacturing, accounting, distribution, information technology. Tired of applying and never hearing back? Visit your locally owned Express office today. Speak with professionals connected to available jobs in your community. Express never charges a job seeker to find employment. Visit expresspros.com. Expresspros.com. Apply online. Expresspros.com or visit an office near you today.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
I feel bad for this guy. This guy in Houston, probably lonely guy. Lost $80,000 in an online scam.
I met the girl on Match.com. She pursued me too. So it was like, I thought, oh, okay, this is it. This is how it works.
She just needs him to front some cash for taxes and shipping.
Increments of $5,000, $10,000, $8,000 at a time.
And don't forget, they still haven't met. So a few weeks ago, he asked for proof that the inheritance is real and gets this video.
Greg, how are you doing? Oh.
A man we never see shows a stash of cash with Greg's name written all over it. Literally.
I looked at it and I took a $100 bill out of my pocket and I put it down. I said, that's not even close to being like a currency. And so that's what I knew. The whole thing was all a mess.
You laugh so you don't cry?
Yeah, I do.
Nearly $80,000 later.
Dude's out all the cash.
And
by the
laughing.
Way, good morning, studio.
Good morning.
I was just listening to that before we went on the air. And I was just, he's laughing because he's like, I'm so stupid. I feel bad for the guy because you don't make those decisions with full mind. You're sad. You're missing something. You meet a girl online, she wants money, you're like, I'll take any sort of...
I know.
Ugh.
80 grand.
That's a lot.
I bet you some of that he took out his loans to send her too.
Ugh.
Unless he just has that.
No, he doesn't. Or he'd have a bunch of girls.
Oh.
I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you how the world works. If he had 80 grand laying around, he'd have plenty of girls.
Dang.
Who wouldn't have to go on Match and send it off to mystery girls?
Ugh. Ugh.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
I see you, Cliff King Mack. He's a rapper. He gave out hundreds of dollars over the weekend at two Flint, Michigan intersections. He had a sign that said, I'm not homeless. I've got cars. I got houses. I got a son on the way. I'm giving because I'm blessed. Do you need money? And everybody did. Everybody need money. So he just gave out hundreds of bucks.
Nice.
Like,
that's awesome.
I think we'd have all stopped if someone would have said that. Yes. But I see you, Cliff King Mack. That's cool, man. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Is producer Raymond around 200 checked bags with Southwest may have been affected by a sewage leak at the Nashville Airport? Authorities are telling us the airline is working on a case-by-case basis, refunding and sanitizing. In Oregon, there's a state of emergency, triple-digit extreme heat, a lot of wildfires. They're telling us, please pay attention to evacuation orders. And finally, overseas in Dubai, a large fire broke out at one of the tallest residential skyscrapers in the world. The tower was evacuated safely, and the fire has been put out.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Listen to this story. There's a 13-year-old. He's one of the smartest kids in his class, and he nailed a Latin test, like aced it. So he got an invite to go to Rome, Greece, and the Vatican with a few other classmates, which is pretty amazing. But he couldn't afford the trip, so a classmate set up a GoFundMe for Kareem and raised the $4,000 to send him on the trip.
Wow. That's a thoughtful classmate.
You think so?
Yeah.
I would be embarrassed if I were Kareem, because I had people do this for me when I was a kid. I hated it. I hated it when people would be like, let's raise money for Bobby so he can do things, like publicly. I hate it. Made me, and I love that he's getting to go, but I read this from the perspective of, I'm sure he's happy to get to go.
Well, you just know what it feels like. And then, yeah, I guess as that person, now everybody knows that you couldn't pay for it.
You couldn't pay for it. I know. And I love the idea of it.
Yeah.
And the I wish it were anonymous. I wish. Because church groups would bring food and they would bring Christmas presents to me, but no one would ever know. And I know it's a great story. And someone handed it to me like, hey, this is... And it is a great story. I'm not taking away from that. I just wish there was a way for it not to be about Kareem. His poor kid. It's like, poor Kareem, you know. It's not, when you're doing money and you're in school with other kids, they make fun of you.
Oh, man, yeah. That's not good.
You know what I mean?
But yeah. It's I totally see what you're saying.
I'm glad he gets to go. I'd like to go. Somebody want to? I'll take a GoFundMe, and I'll take it out. I don't even need anonymous at this point in my life. I'm secure. Yeah. hook it up. The Bobby Bones Show. Get your Friday positivity right now. Tell me something good.
Tell me something good.
An Army vet was playing the North Carolina lottery. His name's Alan Holderby. He served 13 years. He also won $1 million. Boom.
Oh.
He took the $600,000 lump sum payment all at once. Because if you don't take that, they spread it out over years, right?
Yeah, I think I'd like the payments just so I know I get a paycheck every year and I can just live off that, just chilling.
I think I'd like for you to get the payments too, because you'd blow it if you didn't. Like, you.
Oh, me personally.
Yeah, I think I would like for you to get the payments too, because I know how you live.
That's probably a smart move.
Amy.
Well, a woman and her dad, they were doing a 205-mile bicycle race from Seattle to Portland, and her dad got a flat tire, so they had to pull over. Well, while they were changing his flat tire, she noticed another bicycle rider on the road in distress with a blue face. Yeah, he needed CPR fast. Well, luckily, she's a nurse, so she gave him CPR. Ambulance arrived. She continued on her bike ride. Later found out the man lived, and he was trying to track her down to thank her for saving his life.
Find her?
Yeah, he did.
How's his face?
He was better.
Ah, good.
But, yeah.
Anyway. Good. Lunchbox.
All year long, Taylor Rowe sells t-shirts. She says, get your t-shirts, no. She raises money. And then when the school year comes around, she uses all the t-shirt money to buy school supplies for students. She donated 10,000 school supplies.
Wow.
That's for 700 students.
Wow.
That's amazing. Get your t-shirts.
Is she a newsie from the 50s?
Or does she sell them online?
Get your papers.
I think she probably sells them online, but I just like the fact that she's probably thinking in her head, get your t-shirts, or I picture her out in front of concerts selling t-shirts, whatever. She sells them. She raises money. The kids get school supplies, markers, crayons, folders, you name it. Way to go, Taylor Rowe.
All right, you name it. And he claps his hands twice. All right.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
Follow Bobby on Snapchat. Username Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, yo. Amy brings in these chips. Anything Amy brings in, I just assume they're good for you. Not fine, but good for you, because she's so healthy. I go home, ate a whole bag of these chips. I'm just like, dang, Amy nailed this one. Whole bag. Here on FaceTime. So Amy ate the whole bag of chips. You proud of me? She goes, well, they're still chips. You shouldn't eat them. She goes, like, maybe like a bag a month.
Oh.
And I was like, what do you mean a bag a month? You give me 3 bags.
I know. They're so good. Trust me. I have the same problem.
So are Nilla wafers.
Okay. I will say eating a whole bag of these is better than eating a whole bag of Nilla wafers or other kinds of chips. At least you're getting like a healthier version.
Did you guys go home and eat all the chips because Amy gave them to you?
Yes.
They're healthy.
They're so good.
Okay, but lots of things are good.
Why do you... You tricked us.
No, I'm not tricking you.
She says eat celery all day. Then she brings in ice cream sundaes. Goes, here, they're all good, boys. Trust us. What's the one rule you set for yourself and then you refuse to break? I'll give you some examples.
I break all my rules.
Number one, I have to do some type of workout every day. These are from listeners. Number two, never cry in public. Number three, don't drink on weeknights. Give me a rule that you keep, that you have. You really try not to break, Amy.
When I'm working on show prep, like at my house, I like don't let myself get up until I've completed like a certain amount. You know, like I can't get up and go do anything, and I get up.
Lunchbox?
Oh, it's easy. If I'm watching a television show, I can't go to the bathroom until that episode's over.
You guys both had this thing with staying in the same place.
Huh. It's like a reward.
Do you not watch it on your laptop?
No.
You don't watch anything on your laptop?
No.
That's so weird.
That's weird.
I watch everything on my laptop.
Like,
I don't. Well, I understand you because, you know, Lindsay wouldn't be there. But Amy, your husband's next to you. You share a laptop, that little screen?
I share a laptop.
We even have a TV in our room, and we still use our laptop.
That is so ridiculous, guys. I mean, that's the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
Eddie?
Mine is I will not use my phone while I'm driving. If I get a call, I'll pick it up, but I won't call.
Oh, come on. People spotted you out texting and driving.
That's not me.
Oh, Eddie, that's supposed to be like a given these days. It's like, mine's like,
I will pay taxes.
No. You can still use your phone, but if like somebody calls me, I'll pick it up, but I'm not dialing anyone while I'm driving.
I tip people.
Oh.
You making fun of me, Amy?
No. I put gas in my car when it's running low.
My husband
you
does
making
have
fun of me, Bobby?
I stop at red lights.
Lunchbox, you too?
Yeah.
That's like against the law in some states, and no. You're like, yes, it is.
I will not
rob banks.
Exactly. Hey, I eat when I'm hungry.
Yes. Man. My one rule is I will not steal a wallet from a stranger passing by.
Okay. All right.
Come on, y'all. Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Great Falls, Montana. Bryce Steven was walking when he found a pair of keys outside of a car dealership. And he's like, oh, these look like they're the keys to the dealership. So he went and returned them. No reward was given. So Bryce, you know, should just walk away, be happy. Nope, went out, started punching, kicking a car, got on top of it, pulled his pants down, and used the restroom on top of the car.
You like that, huh?
Hey, anytime you use the restroom on top of a car, that's funny.
Really needed a reward.
I saw he was mad, so the police were called, and he was arrested for vandalism.
Oh, gosh.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
You like that one a little too much to be a bonehead.
The Bobby Bone Show.
Female Friday.
With Brandi Clark.
Hey, Brandi's here. I'm a huge fan of Brandi Clark, so I'm glad you're here.
Oh, thank you, Bobby.
We've been trying. I think I just said on the air one day, I said, hey, I want to get Brandi Clark in here. And I didn't think about it. I just said it. And Brandi's like, hey, some people are texting me. I'm like in another state. Can I come another time?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, Brandi, I was just saying I wanted
like
you in
general.
Here.
I was pushing you into it.
And then, so you've been on the West Coast for a while, huh?
Yeah.
And now you're back, and you have this new song. As soon as I heard it, I was like, man, I got to get Brandi up to play this song. So if you don't mind, I'd like for you to play the song first, and we can talk after.
Great.
Because I love the song. And the song's called You're Drunk. So what is the song about?
You know, it's about, I used to always say that a drunk man's words are a sober man's thoughts. But a therapist pointed out to me one time, you know, there are a lot of people who lie as well drunk as they do sober. And so that kind of started spinning in my head. And it was like, okay, well, you're not in love with me. You're not this. You're not that. You're just drunk. And I sat on that for a long time. And then I was writing with a couple of friends of mine and brought that up. And they loved it. And we just kind of took off with it.
I haven't heard this live yet. I'm excited because I am a huge Brandi Clark fan. So this is called You're Drunk here on the Bobby Bones Show. Hey guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore. But you can go to BobbyBones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to BobbyBones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Amy, listen to how like cool Brandi is. So she went to basketball. She played college basketball, mm-hmm. And she can sing like that.
Yeah.
And she can play. She can do everything.
I know. She's like J-Lo. Like,
yeah,
oh, you know,
I love
can, like,
that.
Sing, yeah. Dance, act. Like you can play basketball, sing.
Yeah.
What else you got?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I know Bobby learned this about me when we did the Bobbycast. I also know random trivia about.
There you go.
We talked about
having
the going down rabbit holes. You know,
she's very. I did a Bobbycast. It's like an hour long. If you want to hear Brandi and I just talk about everything, pretty much.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan. In 2 weeks, you have a live record coming out, live from Los Angeles, right?
Yes.
Is Three Kids No Husband going to be on the record?
It is on the record, yes.
So, could I get a verse? I haven't asked you this. Could you play a verse and chorus of that?
Yeah.
Because, I love this song, and I love, like, sad, emotional, like, this song just grabs me. And this in 2 weeks, Brandi will have a record, and I hope you download it. But I hope you download You're Drunk, too. But I hope you download everything with your name on it. I'm just such a big fan. Okay, so here we go. This is Hold on, I don't want to run it. Let me talk. Let me talk. Let me do what you do. We're like, I love this song.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's called Three Kids, No Husband.
Yes.
And she's going to play it now.
Okay.
And I hope everybody downloads this one too.
Thank you for setting that up.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandi Clark. So So the record's in 2 weeks. I'm going to talk about it then, if it's okay with you, when it comes out again.
Oh, always okay with me.
Yeah, just making sure.
Yeah.
I really appreciate you coming in.
Oh, I appreciate you doing this Female Friday. I was driving in and thinking about, you know, it's just great that you're doing this because you have a platform to help music be heard. And I know I appreciate a lot of other people do.
My goal is just for it to be every day, just every day. Everybody, every day. Like, that's just it. Yeah. Everybody. So, but thanks for saying that. And I think I built Female Friday just as an excuse to get you to come back in.
Oh,
yeah,
I love that.
Yeah.
All those other females
Now it's over. So we can cancel it.
This might not be popular, but when I was driving in, I was thinking, well, no, it's a success when he has to do Man Monday.
Yes, that's like, what. Yeah, Testicle Tuesday was always my thing. Yes. That's how we know it's shifted.
Yeah, okay. That's a really good way to look at it, but I don't think it's going to be an issue, but unfortunately.
Brandy, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
And good luck with the record in 2 weeks, and we'll talk again.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, Brandy Clark, everybody. Yeah. All right. Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show. Come in today. My allergies a little better, but man, a lot of sleep last night. Amy had me out till midnight last night doing her show, Nash Chat.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, some friends you are.
I know.
You are really nice, Bobby.
I'm going to tell you this.
I'm telling you what.
I felt like friend of the year about midnight last night when I couldn't sleep. Because Amy does a show, and she's actually pretty good at it. It's called Nash Chat.
Actually.
Yeah. Because I've never been there in person. And so it's called Nash Chat, and it comes on after CMT. It's on their Facebook Live page. It's a whole production, cameras and crew, and Amy hosts it. And she's like, I knew she didn't want to call me and ask me to do it. But I was like, why? Ask. First time she asked, you know what I said? Yep. So I went. It didn't start till 9 o'clock. I thought it started at 8 o'clock.
Dang.
So I was struggling last night, just staying awake to be there. So I get dressed, put on some jeans, put on, you know, shirt, and go over to the house. I'm hurting a little bit. I'm gonna be honest with you. But it puts me in a weird place because you don't bring me on to not talk. Because you bring on the talky guy, you expect him to talk.
Right.
But then if I talk too much, it's Amy's show. It's like, why are you talking so much? It's Amy's show. And I'll be honest with you, I haven't seen an episode of Nashville in like, I don't know, 3 years.
Yeah.
And here I was talking, I was on Nash Chat about Nashville, the TV show. So I go on, and I sit there, and Amy does a great job hosting it, and I don't know. I just kind of ran wild, but I knew nothing what I was talking about.
You did a good job, though.
Did the producers or all those people, did they tell you anything? Like,
there was a couple times they were looking at me to wrap him up, but I couldn't.
Oh, no.
So I just sat there.
Amy's like, no, Bobby wraps me up.
Yeah.
It was role reversal. There was one part where I grabbed the cue cards from behind the camera. I was like, let me see these.
Oh, no.
Listen, you can't take me into that and expect me not to be me.
Right.
Yeah.
But I should get a ribbon for being up so late.
Yeah, you do. You get
Penrose on my nose, please.
Lots of ribbons. Thank you. You did good. Like, I had fun with you. I thought it was awesome. I think you brought a different element that we've never had before. Normally,
what element's that?
Whoa.
An outside perspective that knows nothing about Nashville, the TV show, but you know a lot about Nashville, the city.
Oh, right.
So, and the show is based off stuff that actually happens here. So you were offering up your perspective and kind of in the music business, sometimes how it is and your opinion on things, even though it didn't really match with exactly what was going on in the show. It's real life Nashville.
Oh, yeah, I was off. I was like, they brought me in.
Bobby's like,
they didn't bring me in to sit there and be a wallflower.
We were honest about it. We weren't like, oh, so Bobby, what'd you think of tonight's episode?
I was like, did Raina and Deacon ever get together?
And I was like, oh, shoot, Bobby, Raina's dead.
Yeah. Anyway, that's what I did last night. But I didn't get to bed till after midnight because I didn't get home till 10. So we didn't wrap till 9:45 or 9:50. And then you can't just be on a high, just crushing it, and then go right to sleep.
Oh, you're on a high? That's awesome.
No,
I was on like a work.
You got to be on.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you meant you like had so much fun.
And then I went through all the Facebook comments on the CMT page. Like,
oh, how'd it go?
Uh-oh.
Why? Like 80% positive.
Okay, that's good.
But I was like in their place. Anyway, it's just what I did last night.
Oh, I got it. That was their world.
That's their world. And here comes a bull in the china shop.
Yeah, I got you.
Oh, yeah. And they're passionate about the show.
Yeah.
What do you call them? Nashies?
Nashies, or?
Yeah. Nashies. That's what I did last night, though.
They're awesome. They are all over the world. Bobby, I was trying to explain that to Bobby, and he was like, I just wanted him to know, like, people are passionate everywhere.
Amy's like, they're from this place to this place. I was like, I know how the internet works. Like,
worldwide.
Yeah. So, and I know Chip Esten. He tells me. Yeah. I know Deacon. Yeah.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
The day is finally here. Brett Eldridge is releasing his self-titled album 4 years after releasing his debut album, Bring You Back. He says that he's done a lot of living and learning in the last 4 years, and it's reflected in the new album.
I finally found something I'm good at.
Isn't that what they always say? Like, I'd like for artists to once go, you know what? It's been 4 years. I'm exactly the same, so I just wanted to put out some more of the same.
Like, I don't know.
This is why everybody says, you know what? I've grown a lot since the last album. Well, I would hope so. You know, I'm glad you asked me this because everything's exactly the same. So more of the same crap. That would be fun.
Yeah.
Someone just answered it like that.
And it all sounded, what if they did it almost exactly the same?
They were like, hey, what's different about this record? And they went, really nothing.
It could have been on the last record.
I got a new guitar. So, yeah.
And another thing they always say is whenever you ask them about a song, they're always like, oh, this, I just found this song.
This is
the last song I recorded. And I was like, oh, wow, I can't believe I found it. And I'm like, really?
We were even going to put it on the album. Yeah.
Or it's so personal. Like, this is my most personal record. Like, come on. Stop saying the same thing. That's what's so annoying about
we're
interviews.
We're hating right now.
No, we're not. Oh, we're not hating.
It's so true.
We're stating. Like, and there's a difference.
Oh.
Not everything is hating.
We're not hating, but it's when interviews with artists get boring because all they do is say the same stuff over and over again. Like, I believe that he's grown a lot in 4 years. We all have. Matter of fact, I've grown a lot last week.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Anyway, I think the album's good. I do like the album. But this is not a dig at Brett. It's a dig toward everybody. Like, come on, pick it up. Pick up the pace with some, say some stuff. Be like, I wrote this song after a... You know, it was with 3 girls in 1 week. We're like, that's
wow,
what I'm talking about.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
What?
No.
Yeah, why can't anyone say that?
That's what you're looking for?
That's real.
What's an example? Honesty.
Oh, you think that Brett has dated 3 different girls in 1 week?
I don't know. Or he's like, this song was really cool because I was able to buy a new Ferrari because of it. Like,
here we go.
Oh, yeah.
The only reason I wrote this song, really.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Like, I just wanted lots more money, I put out another record. Come on, be honest with us.
I finally found something I'm good at.
You know what I mean?
I feel you're...
Like, I feel like we're honest about stuff.
Yeah.
We need more of that.
I'm only here so I can pay the bills.
What was
otherwise, my butt be sleeping in right now. I'm not lying.
Wait, what was your saying?
I don't know. We're not hating, we're stating.
Stating.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, so you got movies out today. It's Friday. The Dark Tower is in theaters, and that's a Matthew McConaughey movie, Stephen King novel, 19% positive.
That's it? It's, for a Stephen King novel?
Yeah, and Matthew. Yeah.
Yeah, but McConaughey's put out some real turds lately. But the Stephen King thing, that's weird that a book like that would not be that good.
You're not hating, you're just stating.
That's right.
About Matthew.
I'm a little on edge. Amy kept me up after midnight last night, so I'm a little tired.
It's up against Detroit, which is about police brutality during the 1967 riots. 89% positive.
That looks good.
Then you got Kidnap with Halle Berry, 40% positive.
That does not look good. Saw the preview for that one, too.
No. I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Over to Amy, who's got the joke this morning.
The morning corny.
What do you call a fish with no eyes?
What do you call a fish with no eyes?
Messed up. What do you call a fish with no...
Oh, boy.
I know. I'm going to be upon probation.
Give it back.
Lunchbox?
No.
I'll be here Monday.
There we go.
No.
Lunchbox, you have the morning corny Monday morning.
I should have just gone with it.
Yeah. Yeah, Lunchbox is now taking over the morning corny.
Yeah!
So much pressure.
The morning corny.
What do you call a fish with no eye?
What do you call a fish with no eye?
Get it?
That was the morning corny.
Ah, it's so good.
Lunch, prepare your joke for Monday.
Ah!
You're now in control of the corny until further.
No.
Yeah, sorry.
No.
So his name is Brandon Ray. It's called Ends of the Earth. Here's a little bit of it.
I go to the ends of the earth for you, to the morning.
called Ends of the Earth. His name is Brandon Ray. That background singer is Keith Urban. Did you know that?
I didn't. But
so you'll hear it. It's Brandon Ray and it's Keith Urban doing the backing vocals. So I hope you download it. It's called Ends of the Earth, Brandon Ray. I think you're going to like this one. Check it out. If you like it, download it.
10,000 miles on gravel roads, hitchhiking my way through Mexico, red eye straight through 20 time zones, all alone, just to feel you breathe, just to see you smile, just to hold your hand.
Go download that. Oh, speaking of songs, here are songs that they say couples don't want played at their wedding. But what I say to that is, you couples are stupid, because these are awesome songs.
What are they?
Well, first of all, the chicken dance. Oh. You better play this.
Hey, you have to.
This can be the theme of my wedding if I ever have it. We all just like chickens. This is fun with your hands. Hey, da, 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 da. Then you do the wings, then you shake your butt. Come on.
What's wrong with kids these days?
I know, kids these days. Couples don't want these songs at their wedding. The cha-cha slide.
Crisscross. Cha-cha real smooth.
Dun-dun-dun-dun. I love this one.
This one will get Bobby on the dance floor.
To the left.
Man, this is good.
Take it back now, y'all.
Back, back.
Two hops this time.
Bum, bum.
Two hops this time.
Bum, bum.
Right foot, two stomp.
Now let's go. Hands on your knees. Hands on your knees. These are good songs.
Yeah, well, I don't get it. Can someone explain why?
Because couples say.
No, but.
And they're like, we don't want these songs. Or this one.
New Cupid.
Oh. This is a jam. Oh. I think couples are getting dumber. They don't want these songs. This is great. Keep it. Shuffle, Cupid, shuffle. I'm doing the dance party coming out, forget it, as a wedding DJ.
Okay.
In like 45 minutes, I will be the wedding DJ. They say I'm a rapper, and I say no. Man, that's a jam. What other songs? YMCA.
Yeah, you have to.
I enjoy this.
It's fun to stay at the
I enjoy the electric slide.
It's electric. Boogie, woogie, woogie.
And I know how to do it too.
It's electric.
What's wrong with people?
I don't know.
One final song they say couples don't want at their wedding. The Hokey Pokey.
You put your head in.
Okay, this I don't have to have.
Dang. I don't have to have electric slide either.
Wow.
Yeah, like I'm okay
with
it.
We can get rid of those.
I can get rid of those.
We just need a newer Hokey Pokey. Yeah.
Like
I feel like if Drake did one. Put your head in, put your head out.
Mm-hmm.
Bounce, bounce, bounce. You move it all around. That would be cool. This version kind of stinks, though.
You put your head in, you put your head out. You put your head in.
That's a real downer. People are going to take a break during that.
Yeah, that's dance floor empties.
Yeah, they're going to go eat their cake.
When did they cut this record? When Washington was going across the Potomac?
You put your head in. You put
terrible.
Can you imagine back in the day, like that was something that was probably really awesome.
At the club? the girl's like, that's my song! Go, go, go!
You put your head in.
Let's
you
go.
Put your head out.
I was playing these songs that people don't want played at their weddings anymore. And I was like, what's wrong with people? Who doesn't want the Casper slide played at their wedding? Because the Casper slide, or cha-cha slide, or whatever it's called.
Crisscross. Cha-cha, real smooth.
Like, you want to see people get on the dance floor? Play this.
Let's go to work.
You want to see people get on the dance floor? Play this. Ashley and Kyle, Texas.
Hey, Bobby. I love you. I listen to y'all every morning.
Thank you very much. How do you feel about my statement that these songs should continue to be played at weddings?
Oh, I grew up going to weddings and parties and listening to people play these songs. Prom, they played the songs.
Yeah.
It was like a staple. It was a must.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's why I'm doing it in the dance party. 40 minutes away, I'm DJing the wedding.
Can't wait.
If you're having a wedding, just push record and play and pause on your tape player. And then right before I start the dance party, undo pause and it'll record it all. And you can just play it back at your wedding.
Mm-hmm. If you have a tape player.
Hey, Morgan number two, you're 23. You ever have a tape player?
Yeah, I think when I was really young.
She thinks.
She thinks.
Ugh. Man, I don't know. Is that the thing
with that disc that's a circle?
It's terrible.
No, that's a CD.
No, it has tape.
CD. Yeah. Facebook news is misleading, the news says. People who get their news from Facebook are at an increased risk of being misled. Researchers found that the most popular stories on Facebook are the least accurate, and many of them are completely made-up conspiracy theories.
Wow.
That's where all this fake news
stuff comes from.
Yes, Eddie.
One thing I learned about that is like Facebook news is so old. Like I've read news on Facebook and I'm just like, wow, that's crazy. And then I look into it, it's like 2 years ago.
Or it's just not true.
Yeah,
because you can post anything and people just start sharing it like crazy. Yeah, I read another thing too where if you have a political opinion and you put it on Facebook, it affects nobody.
Yeah, so maybe people should stop doing it.
But awesome. It's all everybody posts.
Yeah, I'm like, here, let us save you some time. Nobody cares.
And that was the whole study. Like, someone reads it, they're not affected at all by what you post politically on Facebook. Ugh. I look at my feed, and it used to be sad sex. Like, just sitting here today wishing I was prettier.
Oh, man.
And people would write that, so then people would go, no, you're beautiful. And I'd be like, oh, I don't have to write that. But now it's like, politics. If you don't believe me, you're stupid. And so, I'll mute somebody if it's like two or three in a row. Mm-hmm. I'll just mute them. I won't block them because I don't feel like dealing with it when I see them in public next time. Be like, hey, why'd you block me?
Yeah, muting's amazing.
Yeah. I wish we could do that in real life. There's a whole episode of Black
Mirror. Real life?
Yeah. That would be great.
There's an episode of Black Mirror where you can mute people and you don't see, all you know is that they're around you, but you don't hear anything they're saying.
Who would you mute right now? Like somebody that we all know?
Oh.
Nobody in this room. Okay. I wouldn't have you in
anyone
the room.
Anyone famous that you'd mute?
Anyone famous that I would meet?
Ooh. Anyone.
I don't really feel like anybody's super obnoxious right now.
Okay.
Me.
You can't mute yourself.
I know, but I'm saying like, I feel like it's a pretty good time.
All right.
Where there's nobody really grinding my gears.
Like, it's good. Take it.
If they, I guess they're already muted, possibly. That's why.
Or you've already muted them.
Now we're talking.
I mean, that's what I'm thinking.
No, I'm in a good place. Like, I don't think there's anybody that's super annoying. I mean, the Kardashians always annoy me.
Yeah.
OJ's not saying anything yet. He could get there quick because I felt like he's a total loser.
He should just be quiet and go play golf.
I wish America could mute him. Yeah. Like, he was muted in jail. Yeah, I didn't mind that so much. So, yeah, I think I'm in a pretty good place in my heart right now about the whole muting thing. Good, huh? A lot of the show's going to see Tim and Faith. You guys going tonight?
Yeah, tonight.
Dang.
That's right.
Who's all going from the show? Lunchbox is going.
Me.
Anybody else going? Yeah, Morgan number two's going. Wow. Do you guys get free tickets or pay for them?
I got free tickets.
Yeah. Okay, but when he says that, I'm wondering what he told his wife.
Oh, I don't care.
Like,
I mean,
she knows his job, but the way he says it, it's almost like he wants her to be like, hey, babe, I bought you tickets to see Tim and Faith.
Yeah, but she knows him.
Yeah, and if she's listening, she knows that every country show that she's invited to, he's gotten those for free.
And he's also a fake news lunchbox.
Correct.
So, everything he says is now fake news.
I had one misquote, and you guys slander me now forever.
Again, fake news.
Fake news. Yeah. Have you ever checked your Instagram feed, looked at the clock, and realized, dang, it's like 20 minutes later?
Yes.
The average amount of time that you've spent on Instagram is more than 32 minutes a day.
Wow, yeah.
That's pretty crazy to think about. You could have watched a whole episode of something on TV.
That's what, sometimes I do put my phone down. I'm like, I could be done with something I need to work on, or I could be done with my workout, or anything in life I could be done with, but I've just sat here listening to people's stories or watching them.
Yeah, those stories get me going too.
Oh my gosh.
The most popular hashtags in order. Number one is good morning. Number two is work, and I use that one.
Like work, W-E-R-K?
No, like W-O-R-K.
Oh, I do work.
And then number three is good night.
Oh, I've never hashtag good morning or good night, I don't
think. Or work.
I've hashtagged it.
If I'm working out, I'll do work. Like, I don't hashtag like I'm at hashtag work.
Oh. Okay. That's the only way I would use it.
No. But.
You know, I'm not even going to say, like, get off Instagram, because I'm on it all the time.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to be a hypocrite. Like, I love it. I can't get enough. So our producer, Eddie's at the pool with his kids. Another kid's causing trouble. He keeps splashing Eddie. So Eddie yells at the other kid. And the question is that okay? Megan, Chapel Hill, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Really good. What do you think about this?
I think that it's okay.
if you tell the kid, or, you know, not necessarily yell, but, like, tell the kid, you know, not to do what they're doing. Sometimes parents can't keep eyes on their kids at all times, and you're an adult, so you should be able to respectfully tell a child to not do what they're doing without hurting anybody's feelings. That's my opinion.
What if the other parent comes at you, though, like, hey, why are you talking to my kid?
Well, I've actually had someone leave me a bad Facebook review because I told their kids not to touch my helmet. But, I mean, it is what it is. I think it's just more of a security, like, hey, you caught my kid doing wrong, and now my kid's being told by you and not me.
Your helmet? What do you do for a living?
Oh, I sell motor clothes for Harley Davidson.
Oh, okay.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes more sense.
That's kind of I had to follow up on that. Thank you for the call. Hey, Victoria in Austin.
Hi, Bobby.
Thank you for calling. What do you think about this?
I think that we should be able to tell kids to stop. I've done it multiple times. I guess before, when I wasn't a mom, I have a 13-month-old. Now that I'm a mother, we should be keeping our eyes on kids. And I just feel like if another child is doing wrong, and some parents just don't care. You have to put some kids in check sometimes.
You got to put other kids
in check.
Ooh, that's tricky.
This is how fist fights at baseball games happen.
Yes.
Yeah.
By putting other kids in check.
Because the way Eddie's saying he said stop, like that could make some kids cry maybe.
Let's reenact it. Splash, splash, splash.
Okay, that's funny. Whatever.
Splash, splash.
Okay, he better stop. Or
splash, splash.
Hey, stop.
Yeah, I might cry.
And he looked at me, and he walked away.
Oh,
I felt bad. I'll be real with you. I felt a little bad. Like, okay, maybe I could have gone and go talk to him a little bit, but I felt bad.
Like, you could have been like, hey, buddy, I'm right here. Like, if you could go splash maybe where there's not anybody, I know you may want to splash. That's fine, but just make sure you're not hurt getting it on anybody.
I appreciate you. John, you're on the air, John.
Hey, how's it going?
What up, buddy?
None. I believe that he was right for telling the kid something because if the parent... First of all, the parent doesn't have enough discipline to recognize their kid doing something wrong to somebody else, then that person who the kid's doing wrong to should get told by the person, because once the parent sees that the kid is doing something to somebody else they're not supposed to be doing, the parent should step up and say, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean for my kid to do that. You know, and then they need to discipline their kid in the proper actions.
Yeah, slippery slope, though. You just got to be careful.
It's real slippery. I feel like if that happened to me, tables were turned, I'd get a little hurt. I'd kind of get a little sensitive and be like, whoa, 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 you don't talk to my kid. I'll discipline my kid. But I mean,
so what would you want another parent to do to you? Come to you and say, hey, your kid keeps...
No, if they did that, I would understand it. But at first, I'd be a little butthurt. As you get sensitive, people can't talk to your kids. It's just, I'll deal with my kids, not you.
We're talking about our producer Eddie. He's at the pool with his kids, and some other kid keeps splashing him. And Eddie's like, hey, stop it! And then parents call, and they go, we agree with you, Eddie. Well, now some other ones are starting to get through the phone lines.
Oh, boy.
Liz in Tampa, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Thank you for calling. What would you like to add?
I just like to say, this happened a couple weeks ago. My son and I, we were at the park, and he was on this car. Anyways, this other little kid wanted to get on the car. Well, he started beating up my son, and I grabbed him. I said, hey, what are you doing? And anyways, I grabbed him, and I took him off, and the sister saw and ran to the mom, who was across the park on her phone, not paying attention, said, you hit my brother. The mom comes up and said, I heard you hit my son. I'm calling the cops. Oh. I said, yes, please do, you know, because I didn't hit him. And anyways, so she was cussing me out, and so I didn't want to have that any of that around my children, so we left. She took a picture of my van. Anyways, an hour later, cops come up and say, oh, well, we saw you on video, because the park, I guess, is video monitored, and said, we saw you, and you didn't do anything. So it was just a big nightmare. I was so stressed.
Wow, good thing they had video. Wow.
No kidding.
I know. I never hit a kid, you know? So.
Dang. See, that's the problem, is that somebody can say something and all of a sudden you're a kid hitter.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's true.
You don't want to be a kid hitter, especially if it's not your kid.
Yeah, you definitely. That's trouble.
Wow. Hey, Liz, thank you for the story.
Okay, well, thank you. You have a great day.
Hey, say something. I wasn't cutting you off. Say something else. What do you want to say?
I was going to say, at the same time, though, if my son or, you know, my kids are doing something wrong, I want somebody to say, hey, please don't do that, you know?
So
yeah, well, thank you very much.
Fine. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye bye. So you don't. The cops came? She's like, call them. Dang. Here we go. Leslie Dennis, 64 years old, was arrested for running over a tenant with his tractor.
What?
He's landlord. He told deputies that the woman and her son were digging up his plants in his yard. So he ran over the tenant with his tractor, broke her hip.
Oh, my.
It's like, stop digging up. Earlier that day, Leslie Dennis had contacted the sheriff's office to say, hey, I'm evicting them, but they're digging up plants in the backyard. They said, hey, get civil action. But instead, he ran him over with the tractor.
What?
Wow.
How do you feel about that?
That's not funny.
Yeah, he snapped.
What do you use your phone for the most?
Texting.
Women use it for texting and Instagram.
Mm-hmm. I would say those are my top two.
Yeah, me too.
You don't call well, people on Twitter?
What? Okay, guys.
Yeah.
Eddie and Lunchbox, what do you use your phones for the most?
Call, social media.
Yeah, social media and call people.
Men use it for games and internet searches. I need a game to play.
Oh, I got plenty of games for you.
I know. Eddie plays like Narcos on his phone.
Narcos, Boom Beach. I have Golf Clash and then Candy Crush. Of course, you got to go with the original, the OG.
Wait, Bobby, when I'm trying to think of when you'd have, when would you play these games?
I get on airplanes sometimes and I'm just stuck in a seat.
That's the perfect time to play.
So what do you do in Narcos video game?
You try to create your cartel and make it better than everyone else's. And in the middle of the night, they try to attack you. So you got to build your base.
In the middle of the night in your iPhone game, they try to attack your drug cartel.
Yes, so you got to get your sniper towers in the right place and everything.
Wow. Do you let your 9-year-old play?
No.
No, of course not.
That's
no.
bad.
How dumb. Yes, of course. You know that song I played earlier and people are downloading like crazy? Is that Brandon Ray song? It's called Ends of the Earth. I go to the ends of the earth for you, to the moon and back like it ain't nothing new. When I got my arms wrapped around you, girl, it's like I'm holding the whole wide world. And you'll hear the vocals like, oh, that's Keith Urban in the background. Like if you listen for it, you can really hear Keith. So I'll play it again. It's from Brandon Ray. It's called Ends of the Earth. Brand new music. Just came out today. You can download this if you like it. Check it out.
10,000 miles on gravel roads, hitchhiking my way through Mexico, red eye straight through 20 time zones, all alone. Just to feel you breathe, just to see you smile, just to hold your hand for a little while.
All stations start playing that song immediately.
So good.
I'm calling it. So that's Brandon Ray called Ends of the Earth, which I think is fantastic. Keith Urban sings backgrounds playing bass on it, too. You hear that boom, boom?
That's him.
That's Keith Urban, too. This is a jam. It's like 2 minutes and 48 seconds of just pure jam. I rest my case, Your Honor. Case dismissed? I don't know what that means. Mr. Bobby. Yesterday, we got sidetracked with the Is Willie Nelson Dead news, which he wasn't, but we meant to talk about Eddie wanting to go get another job, because Eddie has found a job he wants to have as a side job. You want to tell him what it is?
Oh, yeah, guys. This job is legit.
Because he found it online, and he's like, hey, can I? First, he had to ask permission, like, can I go and work a second job? Because the hours here are pretty demanding. So what's the job called?
Yeah, the title is Office Happiness Manager.
Okay.
Oh my
and this
gosh.
Is a real job, and they're looking for someone to just boost morale in the office. Really, not do work or anything. Like, you really, it says maybe purchase some stuff for the company and do paperwork. Other than that, it's to keep morale up, make people happy, maybe tell jokes around the office, but keep productivity up. Dude, that is me.
What?
You guys tell me right now that you could do this show without me keeping you all happy.
We did it for 10 years.
Dang it. Yeah. Okay.
Well, the problem is, this is the whole problem with this job. Unless you're doing the work and being happy, I don't feel like you're a good influence. Like, Amy does her job and keeps everybody up. If you just come in like a clown, I'm like, leave me alone. You're not even doing the work we're doing. You're all happy.
Oh.
Like, Amy keeps morale up because Amy's working and she keeps morale up at the same time.
Well, it depends on the time of the month, but okay.
Well, except for like 4 days of the month, Amy works and keeps everybody up.
Okay.
It's like leading by example more so than just coming in.
Eddie is a very positive person.
Yeah, but it's not going to matter. Unless he's not doing the actual job they're doing, everybody gets annoyed. What's it pay?
I didn't say, but I mean, I can negotiate.
No, you can't.
I think Amy's more qualified for that job than you.
Oh, yeah. Amy's
for sure.
Amy's much
what?
Better at
you
oh,
guys.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, you're maybe a lot happier than him, and you're a lot more productive.
Huh. Well, maybe Amy can take the job.
No, I don't. I'm good.
Amy needs no more jobs.
I am good. I'm good on the jobs and the, I don't know.
Dude, check this out. The mission is to keep our office team happy.
I feel like people
wow.
would get so annoyed by me.
Yeah.
I'd be telling jokes.
Oh, boy.
Amy's husband's kept a letter in his pocket for 11 years. So it's in his wallet, one that she wrote to him when you guys first started dating?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm surprised the paper hasn't, like, disintegrated.
Shocked. Like, when I open it up, it almost looks brand new. The ink isn't even really that faded. I could read every word, and man, I was long-winded on paper. I think that's the only note I've ever written him.
On
I mean,
paper.
I've done cards, but I mean, this is like a front-to-back note. And I was like, wow, that's impressive. And man, I was totally, you could tell I was trying to like impress him.
What did you write on the letter?
With my funniness. I was trying to be so clever on paper. I don't know. I'm not going to say everything that I wrote,
yeah,
but
yeah,
it was,
say?
I was
say
definitely,
at least one thing.
I was definitely flirting okay. on paper. But one thing I had messed up on is, so I was staying at this Air Force Inn because I went to visit him and he lived somewhere and I stayed in this like Air Force place you could stay in, and I wrote on the Air Force Inn paper, and we had bought wine, and I put it in my room came with the freezer, and I put it in the freezer, and I realized in the letter that I had told him I left the wine in the freezer. Like, that's not good. Like, when you leave alcohol in the freezer, it can like be really bad, right?
I don't know.
No, it can explode. Okay, see,
sure.
I told you, y'all.
And you didn't tell us any stories from it either. Okay. This is like the worst story ever.
Did you find $10 at the end of it? Or?
And then I found $10. Fine. Well, we had seen swingers out that night when we were at
That's
dinner.
That's what Ray was talking about. Amy said, hey, I think her and her husband are swingers. And I was like, what are you talking about?
What?
No. Oh. We're not. I was trying to avoid that with the wine story, but it just didn't make sense to y'all. You had to be there. But
what in the world?
Ray thought that I was implying my husband and I were swingers, but we were dating at the time and we were at dinner and there was some couples there that you could tell were on, they were like in a swinger situation.
So you didn't watch the movie Swingers?
No!
Why? It's a good movie.
I haven't seen it. I don't know. But
how can you tell if there are couples in a swinger situation?
Well, that's what we had told ourselves in our mind. And it was like a dinner conversation. We're like, what is up with those four people over there? Like, what's happening? It was just definitely like, it was obvious.
That swinging stuff's crazy. I know a dude who's doing that now. That's weird.
You know a guy right now?
Yeah, you do too.
I don't know that he's doing it.
I am not doing it.
I don't know. Lunchbox?
What?
No.
No.
If I had a pen, I would write it down. You'd flip your crap, dude. But it's like two married people and they just...
That's just crazy.
It's crazy to me, man. Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, I do.
Okay, I mean, yeah. But
I do?
It depends.
Huh.
No, I mean, I understand it. I just don't think I could do it.
No, I see it, but I don't understand it.
Like, yeah,
I don't even
I get it. I understand. Yeah, I get what you're saying. I just don't get it.
Okay.
But I get it. But
I really wish that letter story would have went somewhere better.
Sorry. The point was, it's romantic, right? That's the point. Y'all wanted to know what was in the letter, and I messed up by telling you some dumb wine story, and then Ray thought we were swingers. But really, the point is, I'm not romantic, and my husband really isn't either. But when he busted that out, I was like, you've had that in your wallet with you in all your travels for 11 years? And he's like, yeah, and I'm going to keep it in there. And I was like, that's going to be super cute when we're really old and you show that to our grandkids.
I would get it like laminated or something. Because paper's not going to last forever.
But then if you laminate it, you can't fold it up and put it in your wallet.
Yeah, whatever. What do I know? All right.
The Bobby Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So a recent survey from USA Today asked readers what travel photos they found to be most annoying on social media.
Of other people's?
Yeah, like things they're just like overseeing. Like, stop with the travel photos.
Let me think. Specific things that people are doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You definitely, if someone is on a trip, they've I've posted some of these for sure.
Okay. Is it one where they like take their fingers and do like the top of a mountain or like a building or something?
Yeah. So the example they use is holding up the Leaning Tower of Pisa or, you know, some monument related, like.
I see people do the Washington Monument.
I touched that one with my finger. I'm guilty.
What else? I would say annoying travel photos. Like, well, I don't know. Well, give me another example.
Well, they say jumping, like where you like jump off and like you're all, it looks like you're like way up in the air.
Oh, people are haters. It's fun.
I think that's so cool.
Yeah, how they I get like so that one high. Too. I know. How do they
I
do
think that?
It's
looks
trickery.
Happy. I like happiness.
I don't know all how right. they're doing it.
What else?
And then, well, they say just anything with a selfie stick. But I haven't really traveled with a selfie stick. Have y'all?
People are haters.
Yeah.
Let people just travel and have fun. All right, what else?
Yeah, live your life. Money fights. We talk about this all the time. And I'm like, what? It's really that big of a deal? I feel like if you're fighting about money as a couple, don't you get ahead of it? Should you get ahead of it? Because 50% of couples say they argue about money.
Yeah, but that's the most argued about thing. But wouldn't you say that about every fight? Like, shouldn't you get ahead of it?
Oh.
What do you mean by get ahead of it?
Well, the money one, if you know, like if someone's saying money's going to be an issue, that's something you're going to fight about. Like, how can you be proactive to not fight about the money anymore?
It's what you choose to spend the money on and how you're not saving. Wasting money is the argument.
Okay, they say that spending habits are the problem and 60% say their partner spends too much.
Correct. That's it.
Do you and your wife fight about that?
All the time. All the time. Now, we fight about money all the time.
Who spends what?
My wife spends all the money. I don't really spend anything other than like golf and maybe some beer and
gambling
a little bit. I mean, but gambling is no more than like $20 a week.
I just have a hard time believing that. Unless you're playing like a nickel a game, you're always gambling.
I play $3 games that have a chance to give me like millions.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Stop it.
And that's why you keep your money separate, so you don't fight over money.
Oh boy.
It's that easy.
So what does she spend it on?
Everything. Everything with the kids, clothes.
Isn't that okay, though, the kids?
No, what I'm saying is that's what she spends the money on. So I'm like, you can't buy them a toy every week or 2 weeks. And they get used to that habit. And that's what happens. It's that kind of stuff. Mm. Not what they eat. Like, they need food. I get that.
You bought them dinner.
What? More food for them?
What else?
Okay, so I know a lot of people going into the weekend, they might be drinking a little bit more than they usually do, but binge drinking on the weekends adds a lot of calories to your life. Like 33 pounds of fat could be added to your life.
To your life, though? Like those stories that are like to your life or over the course of...
It doesn't work that way.
I know. Yeah. I know you're going to eventually burn them off, but it does, like, maybe it'll register with some people,
it's
like,
not.
Oh, these are unhealthy calories that my body knows nothing to do with, and if I don't take care of myself over time, I will get a beer belly.
This story to me is comparable to when they go, 72 million hot dogs are eaten in a year, and I'm like, so? What do I care about how many hot dogs are eaten in a year? And there are millions of people on this in this country. So, yeah, that story does nothing.
Okay, but that they're just talking 5 beers Friday night, 5 beers Saturday night.
That's a lot of beer, huh?
That's average.
No, okay, now that you're talking in my language, like you're talking specifics.
Oh, okay.
Like beer is a very fattening thing.
What? Yeah.
Okay.
5 of them in a night?
Out of alcohol, like beer is going to be, you should go clear alcohol, liquor,
yeah,
like vodka.
I feel like, you know, like Jack and Coke. Like, that's bad.
Well, because the Coke is bad.
Right.
We're talking alcohol.
But no one drinks, like, straight up whiskey. I mean, some people do.
Maybe you should.
No. 5 beers, I mean, that's average. That's like what I'm hitting.
But that's
day.
Like drinking 5 sodas.
No, it's not.
No way.
There's no sugar in beer.
I think Bobby's right. Yeah, but it converts to sugar.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it does.
So you're telling me this is it. This could be the root of my problem.
And then it's stored as fat.
And then you get on and you gripe at me for putting a picture of you online.
Bobby doesn't even drink.
The filter you used.
Oh, the filter I used made
tricks.
You look fat.
Yes, and made you look skinny. It's that filter that you have.
Stop
no,
it.
No, it's not.
What else?
Thank
you, Amy.
It's
go
not.
Ahead.
But I will just say, tip, if you're looking to not put on weight by drinking, do like vodka and lemon
soda.
Or lime.
Okay.
Something like that.
Well, or just drink a lot of water.
And drink water after every glass of alcohol to stay hydrated. TMZ, in case anybody cares, says officially that Sean Spicer, if you were into that, has turned down Dancing with the Stars.
You know why?
Oh, why?
He can't dance. Like, he was up for it, but I heard he just can't dance. He just signed a book deal.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm excited about the book deal.
Yeah, Comey signed a book deal, too. That's what we talked about yesterday.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Why? Yeah, two different people. But I read about both. We only talked about the Comey one. Lots of good books
coming
out.
I'll make a
out.
Prediction. I will do Dancing with the Stars in the next 3 years.
Really?
I think so. It's been offered to me before, and I wasn't able to do it. I will do Dancing with the Stars the next 3 years. I just want to do it because I like to dance. For no other reason. I don't think I'm going to get any sort of notoriety from that show. I mean, sure, you'll get some. But I have a pretty cool platform here where I can talk to awesome listeners, millions of them. But I think I'll do it. I think I'll accept it in the next few years.
What would that look like for us?
Nothing. Same thing. I'll just do the show a few days a week out there and a couple days here.
What if you like lose so much weight?
I can't lose that much weight. I don't have
much.
You've
got nothing to lose.
I know, but somehow you always tend to, and you're going to be dancing like 12 hours a day.
First of all, this is a hypothetical.
Yeah.
I just think in the next 3 years.
I'm worried about your health.
Thank you very much. Yeah. I'll drink 5 beers, equal it out.
There you go.
Now you're talking.
Normal, yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hope everybody has a good weekend. We'll see you back here on Monday. You can go to bobbybones.com. Brandi Clark came by and performed, and it was awesome as part of Female Friday. I mean, she's so good. I hope you go to bobbybones.com and check it out. Also, the video for the Raging Idiots Chick-fil-A, But It's Sunday is up. We're going to go out and do a couple shows, and I guess we'll catch you back on Monday. Amy, plans?
We have a double date on Saturday night, me and my husband and another couple, and then maybe more golf. I haven't told you I've been golfing with my husband. If my back is better, I may take video.
Oh, gee.
I go see my new chiropractor today, and if it's better, then I will upload some footage of my swing.
Lunchbox?
I don't see.
Oh, you know, I got a date night with the wife tonight. I went ahead and snagged her some tickets to Faith and Tim.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I'm taking her to the concert.
Snagged her? You took free ones?
I snagged them.
Yeah.
Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, yeah.
Mr. Romantic over here.
Yeah. We're going out. Eddie and I are going to do some Raging Idiots in St. Louis and Madison. So we'll see you in Missouri and Wisconsin. And then we'll come back Sunday and we'll be back Monday. And that'd be it. We like it whenever we drive the bus back and there's like thousands of people waiting for us. Like after the football team wins the championship and the crowd's waiting.
Like when the bus returns to town?
Yeah. But it's never happened
once. Where do we meet y'all?
We don't know. It's never happened. So, I mean, station, right?
Oh. Yeah.
Just waiting on us?
Great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Please.
All right. Well, so have a great weekend. BobbyBones.com.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
Follow Bobby on Snapchat. Username Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, y'all.